Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Keeping Technology Simple radio program, the show that discusses what you need to know in the world of technology in plain English. Your host, Jim Blue, a former senior corporate executive, is the president of BlueTutor.com. Jim is a technology advisor, computer tutor, public speaker, author, and a premier host of the Blog Talk Radio Network. His website is BlueTutor.com. And now, your host, Jim Blue.
And this is Jim Blue, and welcome to the program. Well, finally, Microsoft 10 will be debuting this week. And I'm very pleased to have on today Carl Mazzanti, the CEO of eMazzanti Technologies, and once again, Microsoft New York Metro Partner of the Year in 2015. His company is one of the premier IT consulting services for businesses ranging from home office and retail clients to multinational corporations throughout the New York metropolitan area and numerous international locations. We had Carl on when 2008 was introduced, and we had a follow-up program, and those two interviews still remain one of the most listened to programs I've had over the course of the years we've been doing the program. Welcome to the program, Carl, and I'm really looking forward to this discussion.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
Well, it's great. I think the first question I've got for you, what are the basic changes that Windows 10 is offering?
You know, for a platform, you know, most people don't think of the platform as what they end up interacting with every day. They always think largely of the office applications, the productivity suite. With Windows 10, really, it's the first truly innovative platform offering, and a lot of that is because of the services that are being delivered by the platform, where some of the apps before that you would have required or needed to run are being delivered now as web services. So the platform enabling those services is what makes Windows 10 such a game changer.
Now, I know that when we talked about Windows 8 several years ago, we did it when it first launched, and we did another program 2 or 3 months later. A lot of people got turned off by Windows 8 and have been anxiously awaiting for this. What improvements does Windows, 10 offer to the, the regular, I don't mean really all home-based people, but, to the average consumer who has had all sorts of issues with 8 and has read all sorts of negative things about it, what does Windows 10 do?
In the industry, there's always this mantra of don't mess with the user interface. Every time you mess with the UI, the users that have been comfortable, get very resistive. So Windows 8 had a ton of new features. In the IT industry, we loved Windows 8 because it added so many features that we really wanted. But for the consumer of the product, the fact that the drivers didn't exist or didn't match, and there were some things that users have come to rely on that weren't there any longer, built this, this resistance wave. I think with Windows 10, you get a balance of the two. You get features that the IT industry wants, with smaller attack surface, less probability of getting infected, ease of management and use, cloud connection for deployment and management and insight into the machines that we're managing. But on the consumer level, gets the best things of Windows 8, the productivity that was available in 7, and then you get a platform that allows you to bring on cloud services, so ability to watch, ability to consume information however you want. Do you want a tablet you can carry and watch Netflix on with your kids? Do you want something where you're a novelist and writing and you need a super fast, keyboard data input? Do you Do you need something that's light and portable? So like all these devices change.
Now I understand that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, then you add on things like HoloLens. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to use HoloLens. It's awesome. It's still running on the same Windows 10 platform. You put on a set of goggles. As long as you have the projectors inside of your environment, you now can walk into an empty room and virtualize that room to show up with a TV, to start working on a 3D rendering. There's so much that becomes possible without having to worry about bringing in physical items and mounting them and running power and all this other stuff. The example we use for demos with customers is we walk them into a virtual apartment, and they put a TV on the wall. They can size the TV any way they want, and we start playing a movie for them. So the fact that they're watching a movie on a virtual TV on their wall, and then we have them, select that TV, say they want it someplace else, and as they start to walk, the TV follows them, still continuing to play the volume, and then they put it on another wall, and then we have them sit down on the couch.
Wow. So you can get up and walk around while you're watching TV.
And the TV will just follow you. It's awesome.
That's great. I understand that upgrading from Windows 7 and 8 is free. Can you describe the process? And, will it be compatible, I think you touched on this before, with major programs and drivers?
Yep.
People are scared to death to do this. And, how long do you think they should wait to actually go through this process? A lot of people have said, I want to get the bugs out of the new operating system. But this is a major, major change from what Windows has done before. So can you describe, what's involved in the process? And
for Windows Home users?
How long it's free?
Yep. It's free for 1 year. For home users, there's a little icon that looks like a Windows icon. It's actually a Windows 10 icon that took you through some of the features and benefits to educate people. And what allowed end users to do is to accept the Windows 10 upgrade automatically. So on home, basic, those entry-level products, it'll auto-push to their devices, assuming they accept it. With Windows 7 and Windows 8, Windows 10 is a veneer from the underlying hood items, meaning what makes up Windows 7 and Windows 8 from a CompuBits, from a code set stays the same. So the drivers that people have been using for their printers, the drivers that their applications have been relying on are all generally the same. There's a veneer that will go on top there's net adds. There's not changes to what's under the hood.
Now, let me ask you something. There, you touched on basic. Are there many versions of Windows 10, and what should a basic home user be focusing on?
So for Windows 10, there'll be basically you now have mobile phones that will run 10. You've what are called phablets. They're like a tablet and a phone that
right.
will run Windows 10. You have your Xbox that will run Windows 10, your Halo that will run Windows 10. There's a line of televisions called Surface that will run
right.
Windows 10 that are touchscreen enabled. You will... And then you can start moving up the stack. So, tablet only, two-in-ones, laptops, workstations, microstations and desktops and workstations, that whole stack will run Windows 10.
Now, is there a site that people can go to determine which version they should go to based on what they're using? Is there a place that they can go to just to read up on that?
We have a page. emazanti.net/Windows10 that goes through some of the journey of what's possible.
Can you repeat that site, Carl?
Sure.
Spell it out
it's emazanti.net/Windows. And in this case, it's Windows 10 is what the listeners would be looking at. It's a way for us to put resources out for our customers to know a little bit about what's going on. We didn't focus on the version differences because so much of our customer base is business-oriented and not consumer-oriented. So we made the assumption that people are going to accept, which is really Windows 10 Pro or Windows 10 for Business, as their primary, you know, tool set. The things that you lose in home is the ability to join a domain, because the belief is that they could offer a lower cost product for those that weren't going to interconnect their machines.
Now, what about security? I mean, that's been a major issue, identity theft, et cetera. What has been built into this new operating system that will make, well, actually, you know, it can't cure it, but just reduce the amount of identity theft and security? Is there anything built into this operating system our listeners should know about?
So there's a new browser. I spoke earlier about how Windows 10 was a platform for web service delivery. So there's a new browser. The browser leverages HTML5 and the best of the web. It also gives you interactive abilities where you can mark up pages. So let's say you're getting married and you want to know, you want to select something and pass it along to a designer, or you're on the web and you figure out some idea and you want to capture that idea and share it with others.
Now, is this a new browser which is replacing Explorer?
Internet Explorer will be there. There's a name for it, and you know, I think our firm is still under NDA to the 29th, so I don't know how much of this I can say once we hold the broadcast. So there's a new browser, and I think people will be very happy with the experience.
Okay, that really sounds great. But from a security standpoint, I'm sure that they've raised the level of security that is out there, particularly in light of what's been going on with identity theft and everything else.
So the first one is the attack surface. The UIs were always the biggest security hole in almost all software development companies, meaning what the code set that they relied on was always very tight, but the user interface would be where there'd be an open vulnerability. And I think Microsoft has done the best it possibly could to make that attack surface small. The next item is, by default, the systems now automatically update, where in the past you had to explicitly choose to update your systems. Now they update by default.
It'll be done automatically is what you're saying.
That's correct.
Correctly. Now, we've only got about a minute or so to go. I know we could talk about this for hours, but can you give our listeners information on how they may want to contact you if they have any questions?
Absolutely.
They should wait, et cetera?
We're here for people who want to engage. Emazanti.net is by far the best resource to learn about our organization. We have you know, over 100 videos of customer testimonials and about how we've been able to succeed with others. I'll give out my office line as 201-360-4400 or 866-EMAZANTI, which is EMAZZANTI. And my name is Carl, and, you know, I make myself available to those of interest.
Well, that's great, and the launch date is going to be in a couple of days on the 29th, if I'm not
that's
mistaken.
Correct.
And as I said before, you know, we may end up doing this again once the program is out there. But I know a lot of our listeners are very excited about the fact that this will be a new operating system. And you know, I know that Microsoft has put a lot of stock behind this. They've gone from 8 to 10 because they realize this will be a major upgrade. Carl, thanks again for taking time for your busy schedule, you know, in light of what's going to be going on, you know, with the launch. And we'll do this again soon.
Thank you.
Take care.